Hello, welcome to another fantastic day here on the Jet Set. Coming up today, we're going to be speaking with interior designer Nate Berkus, and we're going to be talking about a new collaboration he has with Great Wolf Lodge.
And lifestyle contributor Justine Santinello is joining us with healthy hacks and snacks this summer.
And of course, we're diving into travel news. All of this and much more is about to take off right here on the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
Grab your sunscreen because travel news is shining bright on Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. Well, we've already seen our first system meltdown for summer 2023, and that did not take long. Nope, not at all. Just 4 days after Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer, Spirit Airlines passengers experienced system-wide delays due to technology problems that disrupted their app, website, and airport kiosks. Now, those issues then spread and caused delays all around the country for the airline. At one point, 84% of their flights were delayed before the system started to come back online. And at the time everything melted down, they posted on Twitter, quote, "We are currently experiencing a technical issue. Spirit.com, the Spirit Airlines app, and our airport kiosks are currently unavailable at this time." Then they, you know, offered some great advice. Get to the airport early.
And we are just beginning. Just beginning this summer, and it's already just, I wonder, remember how we were talking about, like, you know, reimbursements and things are gonna get better? I wonder what happened to them.
I have no idea. And you know what's really interesting about this whole meltdown? Spirit charges you extra to check in at the airport. So if you don't check in online on your app at, or at home on spirit.com, they charge you to talk to someone.
They do?
It's like $10 to go to the ticket counter and check in. So none of that stuff at home was working. But then apparently the airport kiosks weren't working either.
Oh no, so you had to go to the person.
Right, you had to go to the
person. And then did you have to pay even though it wasn't your fault?
That's a good question.
Oh, I don't think any amount of time getting to the airport early is gonna fix any of that.
Right, I mean, and then get to the airport early, okay, fine, but then you're just gonna get to the airport early and then sit in line. And then, you know, we know that there's some changes that they're talking about, but like to have airlines compensate for this stuff, but we got through Memorial Day weekend without a major problem.
What was the technical problem?
Who knows what the technical problem is? But already twice, I think in the month of May, Air Canada has had a system meltdown.
Air Canada, you guys
Our
are
friends
silly.
To the north.
You guys are silly.
I heard that it's your favorite airline.
You guys are silly.
No?
Moving on.
Oh, well, we're gonna move on past that. Nikki has no comment on Air Canada. Wonder why. Okay, a teenage Louisiana baseball star, okay, this story is crazy, jumped off a party boat during his high school graduation trip on a dare, and then he went missing. And the search was just recently called off for the 18-year-old. He jumped off the Blackbeard Revenge Sunset Cruise near Atoll Island in the Bahamas. Footage that was posted online shows the teenager swimming in the water as life preservers are being thrown at him, but he seems to be fixated on a shadow swimming toward him, and some say it's pretty clear that it was a shark. And the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, an officer from there, Raymond King, confirmed that the area where he went overboard, well, can't say he went overboard, he jumped overboard, is, quote, really shark infested.
And did you say that they'd never found him?
Yeah, they called off the search.
What?
Yeah. So the speculation is he just met his fate with the sharks in the water after doing this dare. But like this comes at a string, at a time where we're seeing a string of people falling off cruise ships, which I don't really understand how that's possible, and jumping off ships. There was also another video posted online of people, there's these two kids, like teenagers, climbing on a carnival ship from one deck up to the other on the outside, just climbing up. And everyone's just watching them. Like, what are you all doing?
Oh my God. But what's also crazy is that, like, everything is captured on camera.
Yeah.
So, like, this kid is jumping, like, thinking he's doing something funny because, you know, teenagers are. And then that's it. But what's crazy is, like, everything. And then it goes online.
I know.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Just don't jump off ships and don't climb up the sides of them. How about that?
Oh, my
God. Stay on board. We'll be right back in 30 seconds with more of the Jet Set.
Summer is just around the corner, and it's the time of year when homeowners across the country start to plan, prep, and plant in the yard. But with drought conditions returning in many parts of the country, it can be difficult to create lush outdoor spaces while being mindful of the environment and water conservation efforts. Joining us now with some tips to help are experts from Scotts Miracle-Gro, Amy Enfield and Matthew Koch. Hey guys, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having
there.
Us.
So Matthew, with drought conditions predicted to return and intensify, what should people be thinking about as they start prepping their yard for summer?
So I think there are three main tips that I think any homeowner can follow that will prepare their lawns for drought. First is to feed your lawn. Feeding your lawn prepares it for drought conditions by developing deep root system that will mine for deep water and for nutrients. A second major tip is to raise your mowing deck. Raise your mowing height. Not be afraid to raise it. This is the time of year where by raising your mowing height, you actually will promote deeper roots. And the third tip is to use what Mother Nature gives you. When it's raining, we don't want to be irrigating. So if you do irrigate, timing your irrigation between rain cycles is appropriate. And if you're not someone that irrigates, letting your lawn go dormant and brown is okay as long as we're feeding that lawn, because it will recover when the drought conditions alleviate.
When it comes to gardening, how can we maintain a living outdoor space while conserving water?
Likewise, I also have three tips, and it's about making every drop of water we put in those garden beds count. And the first is to start with good soil. So improving that soil structure by incorporating organic matter like Miracle-Gro garden soil into our garden and landscape beds is going to help improve the soil structure, which is going to help the water better infiltrate in and make it available to the plants at the roots where they need it. The second is, once everything is planted for the season, to put down a nice thick layer of mulch on all of our garden and landscape beds. Most people do that because it's aesthetically pleasing, makes the beds look nice for the season, but more importantly, it protects the soil and helps keep moisture in the soil longer so we lose less to evaporation. And third is, if we find ourselves having to water properly, making sure we're directing that water to the base of the plants, near the roots where it's needed. Personally, I like to put soaker hoses in my garden bed under my mulch layer so that I can really control where that water goes and keep it where it's needed.
Where can we go for more information?
For tips, tricks, resources, you can go to our website at www.scottsmiraclegrow.com.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of the Jet Set coming up in just 60 seconds.
Creating an outdoor living space that is both functional and stylish can be challenging, particularly when there are children in the mix. Few understand this challenge better than noted interior designer and father of two, Nate Berkus. Great Wolf Lodge and Nate recently collaborated to enhance the design of some of the outdoor living spaces at its Pocono Mountains Resort. Nate is here now to talk to us about that transformation. Hi, Nate. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right into your redesign of the outdoor space at the Great Wolf Lodge. What made the collaboration with them so unique? And have you ever redesigned a space at a resort like this before?
No, it was my first time that I've done it. And, you know, I was obviously taken by the beauty of the setting. The Pocono Mountains are absolutely gorgeous, and the views and sort of the sight lines from the brand new woodland villas are amazing. But I think what changed for me was the opportunity to do something like this as a dad. I feel like I have a totally different understanding of what a family vacation really should feel like. I've had great ones and I've had not so great ones. And design, I think, is a part of that. So working with the Great Wolf Lodge team was really fun because we really tried to think of everything. Even in the poolside cabanas, we were like, well, where do you put all that stuff that kids have? Swim vests and, you know, your SPF and the things that they dive for in the swimming pool, and where can you have a nice lunch if you want to have lunch outside by the pool? So it was a lot of conversation that went into the design, and a lot of custom things were built for this. I actually designed all of the fabrics for all of the outdoor furniture. So and all of the fabrics that people will see were inspired by the setting. But, I've never seen that as an outdoor fabric. Have you?
No, never.
Brand new, Bobby. That's why.
I do think that your own experience with family vacations being both good and bad aided you in being able to walk into the lodge and know right away what needed to change to make the whole space better.
Well, when you travel with a family and you have diaper bags and you have snacks and you have all the stuff that, you know, the toys and all the stuff that come with you everywhere you go, you definitely notice if a resort hasn't thought and anticipated what your needs are going to be. And then, you know, it's, you know, what's been interesting for me as a parent is that it's not the big vacations per se. It's all the activities that you can do, but then it's those small moments, right? The moments in between. The afternoon you come back from the pool, what are you doing? How can you be really comfortable? How can you pick up a book while the kids are playing checkers or playing ping pong? You know, it's not just about the kids getting away. It's about the parents having an experience that they feel good about the decision to even go on the vacation to begin with. We've had some trips as a family where I'm like, why did we do this? This was not a good idea. Mexico with two kids under five is not a good idea for us as a family right now. But, you know, the idea of really trying to have the design help people enjoy those moments in between the quiet afternoon when you come back from the resort, that is really what the goal was.
You know, I think Nikki would agree that Mexico with the child under the age of five is not a good idea. Nate, where can we go and get some of your great design tips?
Well, I want everybody to check out the designs for the new Woodland Villas, because that is really sort of what got me back interested in outdoor spaces. And you can do that at greatwolflodge.com.
Thanks for all the info and insight, Nate.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
The summer season means celebrating the dads and grads in our lives. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong is here to share gift ideas for Father's Day, graduation, and beyond. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Jet Set. Thanks so much for having me on today. And look, I've partnered with some really great brands to really wow the dads and grads in your life this summer. I'm going to start first with a gift for the gadget-loving dad or grad, the OnePlus Pad. It's the perfect gift for work, study, and play. The tablet is powered by the MediaTek Dimensity 9000 chip, and it's really fast when browsing the web, gaming, reading, or jumping between apps. By the way, it's the world's first tablet with a 7:5 ratio screen. The square display is easier to use for reading, and the size makes it really comfortable to use. Battery lasts all day, only takes 60 minutes to get a full charge, and can be on standby for a month. And dads are also going to love this. Bring custom lights to the exterior of your home with the Govee RGBIC LED permanent outdoor lights. It's perfect for all seasons and special occasions. They're waterproof, weatherproof, last 50,000 hours, and have 69 customized modes, including holiday modes and more. The Govee permanent outdoor lights is the first and only self-installation of permanent lights on the market. It's eco-friendly, and you can control them using Alexa, Google Assistant, and the Govee Home app. Now, grads can also expand their opportunities with Rosetta Stone and choose from 25 languages. The Rosetta Stone app will help them learn useful words and phrases to get the most out of their future travels, careers, and more. It's also a great gift for dads as a hobby. Look, I'm using it to be able to speak Spanish to family and friends. You should too. And Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited plan with forever access is 50% off at rosettastone.com, but only from now through June 18th. So take advantage of that. Now, a great gift for dad is Paramount's hit comedy series, Tulsa King, starring Sylvester Stallone. Season 1 is available on June 6th. It's now on DVD, Blu-ray, and a limited edition steelbook. Get all 9 episodes and over 90 minutes of bonus content. Now, Stallone stars as Dwight the General Man Freddy. He's a mafia capo, just released from prison, exiled by his boss to set up shop in Tulsa, where he builds a crew from a group of really unlikely characters to create a new criminal empire. It's a lot of fun and entertaining. Now, if your dad or grad is a Hot Wheels fan, then they'll love Hot Wheels Rift Rally, the all-new mixed reality racing game from Belen Studios, perfect for all ages from kindergarten grads to your kid at heart dad. It includes a cutting-edge toy RC car with an attached camera to turn your living room into the ultimate Hot Wheels racetrack. It's available at Amazon and GameStop starting at $129 for a PlayStation 4 and 5 and your Apple devices. So rev your engines. And if you need more info, rev up and head on over to our website at inthenews.tv.
Thanks, Mario. We've got to take another short break, but don't go anywhere. We've still got lots more of the Jet Set still to come.
Laredo, Mexico is one of my favorite spots to visit in Mexico. And when American Airlines expanded service, we were on the first flight there and we had a chance to explore this beautiful destination. Take a look.
Located on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, Laredo is an oasis surrounded by one of the most impressive mountain ranges on one side and the star attraction on the other, the water. We climbed aboard the Belgato, an ABT sailing catamaran, to meet with Norma Garcia to get a little more insight about the area.
So Norma, you are the president of the Hotel Association?
Yes, I am the president.
So what kind of different hotels can you find in Laredo?
Well, we have like a good range of our hotels, but the main core of the hotels in Laredo are small boutique hotels in the historical center of town. We have also the big hotels with golf courses mm-hmm. in town, like 40 kilometers from town, and you have a really good variety to choose from.
So at these boutique, smaller hotels, every hotel offers something a little bit different. So
that
you can
right.
find something for every taste.
Absolutely. You can find from the hotels that are kind of family-owned traditional hotels with a budget rate mm-hmm. to the very, you know, boutique and a higher rate, but a wider variety of amenities. You know, the good thing of these hotels in the center of town is that they have in a range of 4 to 3 blocks,
right.
15 different restaurants that you can manage the whole town as if it was your own resort,
oh,
but
wow.
a resort built 350 years ago.
I would like my whole town resort.
Exactly. You can walk to all the hotels.
Yeah.
You can walk to the seafront promenade, see the beautiful sunrise, walk to the marina where you can go to the islands or to something like we are doing right now.
I saw the sunrise this morning and there's nothing like it.
Yeah, no, there is. Every morning is different through the summer, the winter and spring. You have this every day, like 4 or 5 seconds before the sun, the light of the sun comes out,
mm-hmm.
where you have all the pastel colors on the sea. It only lasts a few seconds, but it's incredible.
Spending the day sailing with ABT Sailing and exploring the coastline was an amazing experience. The hospitality of the crew was second to none, and they created an atmosphere unlike any other. Oh, and the fresh ceviche lunch was delicious. The crew navigated the catamaran as close as they could to the small caves that are along the coastline. And on board the Belgato, they had smaller boats and kayaks so we could get a closer look. Wait, did I mention the seafood is straight from the Gulf of California? The crew gave me a lesson in the correct way to shuck clams. Overall, my day on the Gulf is not one I'll soon forget. Inspired by Norma and the breathtaking views throughout the day, I set out to learn more about Laredo, and I met up with Tracy Collingridge to talk about some of the different options Laredo offers to experience this quaint town. Tracy, can you tell me a little bit about where we're standing right now?
We are in Laredo Bay, and Laredo Bay is a master plan community of about 800 homes.
Now, in this community, you've got homes that you can rent, but also homes that are for sale. And especially during the COVID times that we're currently in, some folks that might not be ready to go to a hotel just yet might find exactly what they're looking for renting here. Tell me a little bit about that.
Exactly. So the homes here are generally from 2 to 5 bedroom homes. They're ideal for either a couple, families, multiple families. They're fully equipped. Some homes have their own private swimming pools. And we've actually found since COVID that the demand for renting our homes has gone up immensely because people want to have their own private space.
Yeah, yeah.
And even the homes with their own private pools have been in a high demand as well.
So can you tell me a little bit about, say, when it's some of the properties that are for sale?
So all of our homes are sold mostly, anyhow, mm-hmm. fully furnished, outfitted with everything. So all you have to do is show up with your suitcase.
Okay.
The prices are very reasonable. We're starting in the low 200,000s, all the way up to an incredible beachfront home for under $2 million.
I hope you've enjoyed this trip to Loreto, Mexico. You know, some of the locals were even a little bit worried that their secret was going to get out and the town was going to become more populated and not be so quiet and luxurious. But the good news is they are ready to welcome tourists and travelers. They do have some precautions in place for COVID-19. And with the two flights now from Phoenix and Dallas, it's even easier to get here to Loreto.
We've got to take one final break, but we'll be right back with more of the Jet Set. Don't go anywhere. It's time again for The Go, where this week we're sending you to experience the Greek Island Glow itinerary. On, we're doing something a little different.
Virgin Voyages.
Virgin Voyages. Okay, sail from Athens to the most idyllic Greek isles in the Mediterranean. Oh, I love this. Like Santorini, Rhodes, Bodrum, and Turkey. Take me now, please.
The ship also overnights in Mykonos.
Mykonos, you remember those days, right? You can immerse yourself in the quiet charm of the island and attend those world famous beach club parties like I used to. So fun.
I've heard stories of you dancing on tables.
Man, did I have a good time.
Okay.
And guess what? I'm gonna go back because you know what? Mykonos
might be famous.
Famous for its beach club parties and electric nightlife, but the Greek Isle has a notably quiet side too. With overnight stays, you can explore the charm of the cafe-lined waterfront promenades, best sunsets ever. Kick back and have the relaxing vacation that you deserve, just like me. Enjoy the always included luxuries with all food, Wi-Fi, tips, shows, and entertainment, and more included in your fare.
Wow.
You can always enjoy even more rewards when you book your trip at oceanandriversailings.com.
You've been on a Virgin Voyage. You had fun?
So fun. I hadn't danced in a really long time. It was great.
I've seen videos of that. Thank you for watching, everyone. We'll see you next time.